We're going to South Africa for today's GeoQuiz. KwaZulu-Natal is our starting point. The South African province borders three countries, Mozambique, Swaziland, and Lesotho. It also has a long shoreline along the Indian Ocean. What we're looking for is the provincial capital of KwaZulu-Natal. It's not the largest city in the province. That would be Durban, which is 50 miles away. To get back and forth between these two cities, you can ride a bus or take a train. Along the way, there are rolling fields of sugarcane, wildlife parks, and the spectacular Drakensberg Mountains. But don't get lost gazing out the window. We want you to name the capital of KwaZulu-Natal. The answer is coming up in a few minutes. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to South Africa now to answer our GeoQuiz. Just about everyone who uses the internet complains at one time or another about how slow it can be. That's especially true in Africa, where internet prices are high and service is notoriously slow and spotty. A financial services company in the South African province of KwaZulu-Natal wanted to do something more than complain. So the company, called Unlimited, came up with a competition to illustrate its point. This is great. It devised a race between the internet and a carrier pigeon. The challenge was to determine the quickest way to send a large data file, 4 gigabytes in all. The data had to get from the company's offices near Pietermaritzburg to the city of Durban, 50 miles away. Pietermaritzburg, by the way, is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. South Africa's giant telecom company was the odds-on favorite. It was using the country's broadband internet system. And the challenger? A carrier pigeon named Winston. Winston had a 4 gigabyte memory stick strapped to his leg. First one to get from Pietermaritzburg to Durban wins. Kevin Rolfe works at Unlimited. He coordinated the race.
When the chip was attached to Winston's leg and taken outside for release, the entire office was standing there cheering and egging Winston and his colleagues on. The release of it was quite spectacular. You know, you had these birds flying off, and at the same time as that was happening, the transfer was in hand and heading up the line via the traditional ADSL.
You may have guessed it, but it turns out the winner was Winston. Yay, pigeons. He flew straight to his target. The memory stick was removed from his leg and the data downloaded, all in 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 57 seconds. Meanwhile, the competitor, the internet connection, never really got off the blocks. By the time Winston flew in, only 4% of the data was transmitted online. Internet speeds in Africa are getting a lot of attention, and this race, though a bit of a publicity stunt, created quite a buzz. South Africans are pressing for faster interconnection speeds, internet connection speeds. Many hope that arrives by next summer when the country hosts the Soccer World Cup. If this latest race helps spur better internet service, Winston the carrier pigeon may become a national hero. If net service there doesn't change, they're going to need tens of thousands of Winstons for the World Cup, sports reporters.